USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's anger over President Trump's latest criticism of Congressman Elijah Cummings. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler on ABC's This Week.
The president is, as he usually is, or often is, disgusting and racist. He makes these charges with no base at all, and they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct that came from the committee hearings this week.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on CBS's Face the Nation was asked, what's the president's objective?
To push back against what the president sees as inaccuracies about what Mr. Cummings said this week in the Oversight Committee about the border. Elijah Cummings said that children were sitting in their own feces at the border. That's wrong. In fact, it's misleadingly wrong. It's the type of thing that really breaks down a civilized debate about how to address the crisis at the border. And the president didn't like it.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A 2-year-old child is missing after his parents were involved in an apparent murder-suicide in Montana. The couple, Daniel Salcido and Hannah Janiak, were first reported missing from Medford, Oregon on June 11th when Hannah was to report to jail. The couple fled to Montana with their son, Aiden. The Kalispell Police Department pulled them over, and when they discovered their identities were fake, the couple sped away. After a pursuit, officers spiked the car tires, and when they approached the disabled vehicle, they both were found shot dead. The 2-year-old boy wasn't with them. Investigators are greatly concerned for Aiden's welfare and are asking for the public's help in locating him safely. The FBI is assisting with the case. Two American teenagers are in jail in Rome for the fatal stabbing of a policeman. The 35-year-old officer had just gotten married. During a detention hearing, neither of the teens spoke. One of the teen's parents issued a letter of condolence to the officer's family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A couple in Tampa, Florida has issued an unusual call to their wedding guests. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Matt and Kelly Cameron of Tampa didn't have a normal gift registry for their wedding. They told their wedding guests to bring school supplies for needy kids instead of traditional gifts. Kelly Cameron is a first grade teacher and says she knows a lot of kids come to school with nothing. So on their wedding website, they were asking their guests to bring a backpack full of school supplies for an elementary age boy or girl. The idea was a success with over 70 guests bringing school supplies when the couple tied the knot earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The biggest esports event is underway in New York City with millions of dollars of prize money up for grabs as millions of people watch online. John Clemens reports.
It's the Fortnite World Cup competition underway at the jam-packed 23,000-seat Arthur Ashe Stadium with $30 million in prize money on the line. The completion of the competition will feature 100 qualified players from an original pool of 40 million around the world as they're dropped on an island and each has to battle to be the last one standing. Even those that are eliminated during the Fortnite World Cup competition in New York receive $50,000 in the runner-up as well as third and fourth place finishers will all become millionaires. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.